Election years typically mean big political rallies and candidates addressing giant crowds. All that is changing because of the pandemic, although political debate continues, including about the pandemic. An NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll out today shows fewer than half of Americans say the federal government is doing enough to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The Democratic presidential candidates are trying to make the case that they would govern better, although they're making that case remotely. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Let's start by going backwards.
Hello, Detroit!
That's what campaigns sounded like just over 1 week ago. And this.
I will stay as long as you want, and we'll do selfies forever.
And lots of this, volunteers just knocking on people's doors.
Hi there.
Hi.
My name's Garrett. I'm with the Bernie Sanders campaign.
Okie doke.
But now it's welcome to the virtual town hall, technical glitches and all, as Joe Biden experienced days ago when the feed from his event broke up.
I'm sorry this has been such a disjointed effort here because of the connections.
We can all relate if we've ever had troubles on FaceTime or Skype or whatever. Other attempts have gone more smoothly, but still with a disclaimer.
I know this isn't the way any of us would prefer to connect and engage, but I look forward to answering your questions.
The format does lend itself to being untraditional, like this Bernie Sanders virtual fireside chat on Saturday.
Senator, there's a great debate online about whether this is a furnace or a stove. What is this?
Why are you asking me a hard question? It's an old stove.
Last night, Sanders did an online version of one of his big rallies, complete with musical guests, including Neil Young. Meanwhile, Jill Biden has been doing tele-events with her husband and on her own. This was also last night.
You know, every 4 years we talk about how important the election is, but we've never seen the stakes in such tangible and immediate terms before.
The coronavirus is changing campaigns in many ways. In-person fundraising events are out. Big training sessions for volunteers, out. No more neighborhood canvassing. It's even gotten very hard to open a local campaign office. Daniel Kreese of the University of North Carolina says that last problem creates its own ripples.
Opening that local field office means community events that unfold over months. Sometimes that means dinners and lunches. It means organizing events. It means hosting forums to get involved in local issues.
And then there are the outside groups that do a ton to help candidates up and down the ballot. Jim Sloan is a longtime United Auto Workers activist in Northern Ohio.
It's been strange. It's been a strange election season.
Sloan says the effect really hits the many, many campaign workers who are retirees and potentially at greater risk from the virus.
You know, I'm 73 and we got some people in their 80s. We don't have large meetings anymore. We went to social media, sharing things on Facebook, sending out text messages to people.
Daniel Kreese says campaigns have been increasingly going digital for 20 years, but he says there's a reason rallies and other old school techniques have survived. They generate important voter data and they create community.
You can't have a Facebook advertisement replace the experience of actually being at a candidate rally. The energy and the emotion and the excitement, the social experience of actually attending a candidate rally, feeding off the energy of the crowd.
Once the current crisis passes, Kreese suspects some of the effects will linger right through to the general election in November. Will people want to jump back into big crowds by then? Will door knocking become okay again? There are a lot of unknowns. So for now, it's virtual town halls and campaigns just trying to adapt. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.